Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Tommy, Bron Chef, rest easy KL Hostel.
Screwball.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Screwball Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. My nigga E-Mass on the motherfucking current events. My nigga Comedy Bombing on the sports. What's going on out there, y'all? How y'all, man? What it is?
Ain't nothing, man.
Deal, man.
You know?
I don't know. It's been a long week, man. It's been a long week, E-Man. What's been going on, E?
First of all, we all know about what's going on with this crazy weather. I'm currently snowed in. But mainly, with this was caught my eye before I even went on the air. Now, anybody that's invested in cryptocurrency, they going through some shit right now because that shit done crashed and it wiped out like $136 billion.
What do you mean? Plain.
Like, anybody that's invested in cryptocurrency, like NFTs, all those type of investments, Bitcoin, it just hit a big bad, it just hit a real awful crash, and trillions of dollars in wealth was lost. So anybody that invested in that took a heavy hit.
That just hurt my feelings.
We got to see what it's all about, you know?
And what I'm thinking, and usually if anybody that follows stocks, the reason being is that because we know we've got the current tension involved with the Ukraine and Russia going on right now. Because you know whenever wars happen, that kind of fucks with the markets.
Yep. That's the truth.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a big hit,
right,
man.
Even my partner, he told me that this is affecting his grandkids' money. So it's a spooky time right now.
I mean, you know, a lot of people went hard in that shit. You can't go hard in some experimental brand new shit, you know? can't put all your eggs in that basket.
The whole thing with Bitcoin is like, you know, like everybody invests in Bitcoin. Everybody is doing Bitcoin. Everybody's doing Dogecoin. Everybody's doing all these metaverse coins. And they take their money and, you know, when the stocks is good, you know, they could cash out and be good. But, you know, when that shit crash, and like he said, it just gets wiped out. Like, there's nobody, you can't, like, go to the bank and say, yo, where's my money? You know?
Yes, right.
And what it is with that, you know, the rich people, they put all their money into that, you know? That's how the stocks go up with it, because people keep investing in it, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And Bitcoin, you know, everybody's always looking for Bitcoin, you know? Everybody's always wanting to either trade for it or purchase it or mint it. And that's crazy that it just crashed like that and it wiped out trillions of dollars. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, that's people's life savings and investments. Like, they're preparing for generational wealth, and it's just
disappeared.
Well, we
got to see what's really going on, man, because, you know, we're getting this news from Dunn. So, you know, we got to see. Might just be some bullshit. This nigga,
nah, I can't sell
nah,
fake
because,
news. It's against my religion.
When I was watching, I was watching the news on the whole Ukraine-Russia thing, and you know, Biden was like, you know, like they're going to stand for Ukraine, but Ukraine ain't part of, NATO? They're not, like, part of NATO. So they still going to protect them, but they can't really go in there, you know? They're not tell...
Putin going to do what the fuck he want to do and dare America to do something about it.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, they've had talks between Putin and Biden. I was watching the whole conference this week, and, you know, they're pretty much at an understanding, but the United States is always going to protect the smaller country, you know?
Yeah, but Putin is smart, you know, he's smart. He's been waiting for the weakness, and right now,
yeah, but the whole
American he knows we weak right now. You know, the American people ain't going to support no fucking soldiers coming to their...
They're not weak. They're not weak, though. They're not.
The
whole thing
weak.
Is that if Putin does that, then he loses. You know, the biggest thing Russia has is oil. They supply a lot of countries over there with oil. So if the people in the other countries stop getting oil, which is their biggest currency over there, you know, it'll hit them harder than going to war, you know?
Oh, yeah, they always
they
always talk about, oh, going to hit them with sanctions.
Yeah.
And what happens?
Yes, the sanctions.
Niggas still, they still fucking deal with them under the table, all those little countries. They'd be like, okay, no, we're not going to deal. We're not supposed to deal with them. Guess what? They still dealing with them under the table.
Yeah, I don't know, because, like, you know, they're going to lose, like, a lot of stuff. You know, they might get in it for the war, but their economy will feel it, you know? Because now nobody will be trading with them. Nobody will be doing nothing with them. That was, like, one of the things they were saying.
Well, Putin
don't
really give a fuck about his people anyway. He ain't going to hurt. Only his people going to hurt. He been not giving a fuck about them anyway. So... he's gonna do what he wants. The people gonna hurt. See, but the difference is when they hurt over there, they take it to the other extreme. When the people hurt over there, they take it to the next extreme, man. You think niggas rush the Capitol? The niggas would be really rushing the Capitol, yo.
They wait. When they miss out of the years, they look at it like they gonna starve. Everybody gonna starve.
Who's breathing heavy like that?
Hey, man, it sound like Jason Voorhees on the phone.
Word, like.
I want you to put some more current events.
I mean, right now, yeah, man, you know, me and Poet be talking, and over here in New York, it's been crazy. I don't know if people follow the news in New York, but a lot of shootings going on. It's looking bad in New York right now. I mean, it ain't nothing new, but, you know, it's just crazy. It's a crazy time right now.
Didn't a cop get shot out there?
A cop was killed. Two cops were shot. A baby was shot in the face, you know. She just turned one yesterday. Happy birthday to her, you know. And it's just crazy time, man. It's crazy time. You know, the gangs run the Bronx. You know, the gangs run the Bronx, you know. Even though the Boys in Blue is the biggest gang, but they not around all the time to monitor the other gangs that's running the streets, you know.
Yeah,
just
man,
a sad time.
It's loose, man. It's a different type of gangster in the streets. It's a different type of hood, you know. Niggas doing dumb shit with the guns, niggas.
Yeah, you know, Poet. Like when we was coming up, you know, there was no hitting little kids. There was no clapping at kids. There was no clapping at women. You know, you got beef with someone, you handle that person and that person alone. Instead, people are just running wild because they got it, and they just, you know, they loose with it. You know what I'm saying? There's no structure. It ain't like when I was younger. You know what I mean? It's nothing like when I was younger at all. There's no respect for life no more, you know?
It ain't crack babies no more. It's pill babies. It's all these little pill babies running around right now.
Yeah, pill babies, young kids that their mothers is young, you know?
Yeah,
no structure in the crib, no fathers in the crib. Like me and Paul always talk about that. You know, ain't no fathers in the crib, you know? Most kids that got parents and their fathers there, they not as wild as the kids that are fatherless running through the streets. You know what I'm saying? And they look at the gangs to be their fathers. But the gangs is only leading them to destruction instead of opportunities.
It's real, man.
And on top of that, you know what happens when they create an atmosphere with a pandemic. When a pandemic comes depression, comes drug addiction, and they had a case today saying that fentanyl is like the number one cause of death from people ages 18 to 45.
Well, the reason for that is because the borders is closed. Ain't shit coming in. So they got to make these things up, and people don't care. They're not giving somebody something and saying, hey, yo, take it easy with this. They just trying to get the paper, man. It's all about the paper game. It ain't about somebody's well-being. They don't give a shit about somebody. They don't care. They do not care. And that's the truth. And that's sweeping from New York to L.A., that whole thing. That's everywhere. That's everywhere. And it's sad. It's sad, but, you know, the money never stops. Money don't stop. Money always going to find a way to make money. People always going to find a hustle to get money. And they don't care whose life they take doing it.
That's the fucking truth.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody saying, yo, you know, this is hard back. Yo, take it easy with that. Ain't nobody doing that shit. They taking your money and, hey, see ya.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see no conscious dope man. You ain't gonna never see that shit.
Because it's all about the money. It's about the power of the dollar. It's nothing else. The dollar rules everything. everything. Whether you a legit business, whether you on the street, it's all about the power of the dollar. That's it. Ain't nobody respecting nobody with no money. Ain't nobody respecting nobody that live, you know, a minimum wage. Ain't nobody respecting that. They only respect what the dollar brings. That's earning that check. That's paying for their bills and shit like that, you know? There's no love for nothing else.
Yeah, you hit them with that. You hit them with that whole Bronx Tale shit. The working man's a sucker.
Yeah, but you know the funny thing is that the working man is the one that gets to retire. He might not have everything he wants, but he got his life still. You know, gangsters, you know, you gangster, you know, some people don't even make it past 19 as a gangster. Some people don't even make it to 18 as a gangster. Because they all chasing that dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You know?
It's real all around, man. What's going on with these fucking playoffs, Bobby?
Ah, man, Cincinnati just beat the Titans. You know, Titans, they fell by 3 points by a field goal. You know, Bengals took that 19-16. And Green Bay and 49ers right now, it's the second quarter. And the Packers are up 7-0. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, discount double check. He's trying to come for that next ring. And you know, tomorrow's is the other games, the Bucks and the Rams, the Chiefs.
He only
and the
got
Bills.
One, right? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers only got one ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs another one. If you want to be in the talk of the greats, you need at least deuce.
Yeah, he do. And,
he do
you know.
Eli got two, right?
Eli got two, yep.
Oh,
both on, both.
Rodgers needed that.
Yeah, and Eli's two came beating Brady, you know. Which is hard for
people. Oh, man. Yeah, he need that. Yeah. And Rodgers need that, man, because we all know he's a better quarterback than Eli. And for him not to get a two at the end of the day, Eli got two, a gift card, terrific. Oh, that'd be
Eli got two. Up, man.
That's crazy how stats.
Eli got two. Yeah.
You look at history
and
you
his
look
brother.
At the stats.
Yeah, his brother took one too. Peyton Manning. They the only ones to beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady hate them.
You know, me and you talk all the time. Like he would have 10 rings right now if it wasn't for the Brady brothers. I mean, for the Manning brothers.
The Manning brothers.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Manning brothers, he would have 10 rings. He would have rings on his thumbs.
He hate them niggas.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know if y'all
Eli.
Watch
Eli, cause Eli's the dopey one. You know, Peyton's the cool one. Eli's the dopey one. You know, Tom's like, I can't fucking believe this fucking guy got me.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched the basketball game last night. You know, Steph Curry hit his first ever final buzzer beater. Like winning the game at the buzzer. His first one was last night when they beat the Rockets 105-103.
I don't know why that's surprising. Not surprising.
That's crazy that all these games and that's his first one. Like he's been in the league. How many years he been in the league?
That means because niggas ain't been. Niggas been busting niggas' ass, nigga. Niggas ain't even having to come down to the last minute of your winning shot. Now, I took them a minute for them niggas to get fire, catch fire. Steph was in
the
league
right
for
now,
a minute.
Right now, the Bucks are playing the Sacramento Kings, and that's almost over. Only 26 seconds left on that clock. 128, 120. The Thunder and the Cavs, they at halftime right now. 47 Cavs. Thunder got 45. And the Pacers in the Suns first quarter. You know, the Suns busting ass all year. They up 10-4. But you can't count the Pacers out because they beat Golden State the other day. But here in New York play the Clippers tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
You know what? I'm in the mood for some hip motherfucking hop, man.
L to the yeah, though. And you know we got to hit them with some heavy shit here. We're going to hit them with a new joint from Cannabis. This joint here is called The Agenda. And we're going to follow it up with two other bangers. Anybody want to chop it up with the crew? Poets on the line, comments on the line. The call number is 516-531-596. Let's get it warm. Let's get it going.
There is a secret society that means to get rid of and annihilate certain people. You know, the Bush family was connected with Hitler. They financed Hitler. They're into annihilating people, to destroying, you know, races and stuff like that.
Right.
So you've got these people that Kennedy tried to warn us about because he was in that affluent society with many of those people.
Right.
And they intend to destroy a lot of the population as soon as the resources became very low. And the resources are getting pretty low, and we've got 6 billion people on the planet, and according to some of the information that's delivered to us, they want to get rid of 4.5 billion people.
Obsessive murder, ritual, pen slaying, individual cataclysmic, fucking criminals trying to stop my syllables, direct battle, miracles equipped with alien minerals, ripped the jackal, trigger this nuclear biochemical, discover, undiscovered physics, hysterical, low doses for signing, layered lyric, riding a moon off, roll of my raw sound, leave MCs buried in the ground, spray the ground, sleeve several million niggas lay face down. The hurricane in the brain made them abnormal insane. Better days never came. I blame the thunder and the rain. Tunnel boring and worms swoop. Martial law with curfew. Population control through man-made bird flu. Your skull is left crappy reptiles on a back with rapid nuclear attack. I'm straight and lazy eyes, water trees that go dry. My consciousness so wide, if not God, out the sky. Poet, blurry at infinity, fighting to survive. There's strength in numbers, we gotta keep the art alive. My mouth is a silo to spit atomic fireworks. The priest reads the Bible, you are buried in the dirt. All your verses sound the same, your song tossed down the drain. Crash between your thoughts and the brain. Send your corpse to stink your main hand as a taxidermy next to the snake and the lizard. No reptile survive. Battling the scouts with it. In the gas chamber, by the leadership, they trying to murder me. Cause I spit the truth to feed the kids. The invisible threat means that everything is connected. Images in my head provided extended perspective. People walk in the days like scarecrows, looking for brains. Follow the amber road to find the wizard. Think your name. Sometimes life feels like warriors. Sometimes life feels glorious. Bars maybe no glorious. I will always be victorious.
Gave the task of looking at overpopulation to Henry Kissinger back in the 60s, and he wrote a paper that's about 280 some pages, and he talks about the greatest way to get rid of overpopulation is to inject people with contaminated medication.
Really? He wrote that?
Yes, and then that was given to the NSA, also the military, and, you know, the government secret services, and they all voted on a particular proposition, and that gave the secret military divisions the right to start biological warfare and experimentation on U.S. citizens.
Yo, alcoholic in our blood, eternal water fountain, the bars. Triggers can lead a soul fountain of stars. Look, I hate when niggas run their mouth like a broad, or when rappers brag about jewelry with no house or no car. Look, police lock us by the ankles. Pigs killing us, the niggas snitch, thinking cops can keep them safe. Look, you ask about me, they gon' say that she the realest. Gave my life on a canvas, and now they paint me as a villain. It's hard to stay awake, cause I dream what I never seen. The struggles that we face, trying to be what we never seen. Murders every day, now we grieving another teen. A lot on my plate, don't want what I eat, to turn to greed. They ain't bleeding how I bleed, that's what they fail to see. To get my point across, I never had to yell or scream. It's a jewel they used to tell to me. It's all about your body language, and learn to use your words like a spelling bee. From 9 to 5 to LOCs, that was just a ghetto dream. Cause where we come from, these type of things niggas never see. From where the fiends desperate enough, they trying to sell their teeth. So much hell on earth, so when they die, they go to hell to freeze. My life consists of getting money and good sex, so between both I can never get any good rest. Hoes put they doubt on me, double back, now they look stressed. Oh, I sever heads and treat necks like a footstep.
Yeah, niggas always talking what they deserve. That's how you acting when that hate occurs. I'm plotting on my day to purge. I play the curb sharply dressed in the latest furs. Around killers who make sure they hear me when I never say a word. That's how I speak, I know it may disturb. I'm trying to sway this urge. Got some loved ones who I'm afraid to hurt. Known to be reclusive, I won't even go and pray in church. Confessions in that book get crazy like when I lay a verse. Now tell me what the truth is. All this praying is useless. We at war, so I'll be damned if I hang around for the nooses. I scanned around for the blueprints, I found it. Profound, if you keep your circle around you, you probably won't get surrounded. Now tell me how that sounded. It's fear in the heart of them homies you've been around with. Astounding, this power I got inside is resounding. Get nullified, don't chase the American dream and get put to sleep by the devil's lullaby. See mothers cry, telling their sons to get out the bed, but instead he'll go hit the block and get murdered before the sun can rise. To summarize, I'm unapologetic, although I come to find the sharpest pupil to be the fastest student to cut his eye. Get butterflies, a nervous reaction, heard he was lacking.
Let's go.
Got caught by the playground, I sit back just watching these brothers.
Hey, and I take trips to swim beaches. It's like whenever I attend meetings, my cheddar just increases. Real shit, I resent leeches. Only a bitch nigga would capitalize off his friend's weakness. Homie, I was really in street shit. Emptiness in my soul still turned 5 to 10 pieces. I done been inside 6 precincts. I don't listen when pigs speaking. All that snitching is indecent. We did bids cause we hid secrets. The judge gave enough sentences to my clique to give speeches. Prestigious, no fixed leases. Expensive window treatments inside of my crib. Bitch, I live decent. Documentary like Big Meech's. My Netflix series would need 6 seasons for legit reasons. I got a clip full of grim reapers. Big bullets and big heaters push you 10 meters. Listen, you know the ink in my pen feeders. But longevity in this rap game, the chances is slim Jesus. Huh, you gon' drip leaders. I don't care if you not tall. Turn all of y'all into 6 feeters. Young age, fell in love with Ben's features. Louis Vuitton, runaways, my gym sneakers. Trust. Fuck wrong with y'all, nigga? This the motherfucking trust, nigga. Huh, we ain't playing with you niggas. We coming to take over, know what I'm saying? Trust gang.
I'm not a rapper, B, I ski Uzi, yeah. And I can't act, turned down 3 movies. Got 3 groupies, took from 3 goofies.
Give me that.
It's a rap here, we gon' pin them 3 doobies. Yo, respect the crooks, respect the look. One leg out the drop, like respect the foot.
Uh-huh.
Before you get the watch, go respect the book. If you get got, you got, just respect the jokes, nigga.
I'm
still unaware of this red cat, yeah. Putting up red stacks, yeah. Ready to tear tracks, yeah. Ever since the kid, bubble bands and Air Max, yeah. When you do it big, be prepared for fair facts, a fair fact. Like what's up, high sun down when we run by the gun high. Nick with the cannon, sound like a drum line. We front line, front you and ready. Make sure to come by the flow deadly for Mo Fetty. It's only one eye. This for the shooters, cocaine coppers, movers not name dropping. Always quick to step on the scale like Weight Watchers. Mix the Tom Brown with Chanel, go plane watchers, go chain rockers, flame choppers, can't stop us. We be the council, high nigga, that's me, two fly niggas. Bank Matthews, Dave Hyatt, I'm high fishing. Take raffles, wish by a surprise winner. More birds than air fryers, surprise dinners.
My ride vicious, put money, my mind switches. VVS and wine dishes, big nose, disguise witness. Lost too many on the journey here, glad I'm alive, bitches. Bitch, you can't line me up with God's clippers. A nigga telling me 999 stitches. What time I'm stronger? My glow is my body armor. Dog, your favorite rapper, can't see his hands just like he Honda. 20 bodies every state, 30 grand in my Nike jogger. About 100 niggas pillaged in cities, we might be fathers. Through all adversity, I'ma get it regardless. I'm back and shining, performing with Akritama. The back of the lack reclining, 13 was cracking homies. Rap demons been clowning the fuck out, ecstatic, it's back to rhyming. Push your motherfucking cup up and toast to this mastermind. Money talks, big pack of diamonds. Don't catch a beating for a window, a stick and either or. Nothing you seen before, the bag I'm in is 14 keys or all. Without style, I can teach you more. Need it, stuck up the sneaker store. Took me 3 weeks or more, stumbling out of the Four Seasons store. Ain't no catching up, nigga, you see the score.
We true New Yorkers and Gucci joggers, I move through Harlem. Consignment flow like I got it from Fritz, I'm cool as autumn. Recruited sponsors that pull up in trucks that move like Tonka. Hit the safe and became great, I feel like Luka Doncic. True to my labor, delivered it rotten. Made sure I stayed close to a bell like Hillary Rodham. Grew up as menaces that continue with issues and problems. Asking about pistols, we got them. Used to be the playground, now bitches be swing them and slide them. How could you beef with your partner? Shape up to the feet, designer. Wake up with a freak named Tanya. Make up on my sheet, she wildin'. Taking out, I'm eating Italian. Trick what? Lace who? Nah, that ain't what Dave do. If you was out your paper, they'd have paid you. Ungrateful is the worst trait. I got on some shit, it's hard to pronounce what my shirt say. I caught the slime flu. At the same time, I hunger for more. In front of the store, jacket, army fatigue. It looked like I wanted the war. In front of your ball, niggas have robbed you. Somebody killed you, and you're poor. Run through your city like we still on tour. Count up a million right on the floor. I got the spirit of Mr. Shakur. Spit in the camera, where you ain't got all the answers. Watch who you let in your circle. I seen niggas turning to cancer. How you talking about Bobby Sale? They never heard of the Panther. Question after question about this life, I deserve me some answers. College dropout, serving the campus, deserve me a mansion.
Radio talk with that new shit, fly shit, street shit. What's going on out there?
Yeah, that Shay Noir album is the truth. Shay Noir, she's a new female artist. She produced the album. She wrote her own lyrics. She's dope. Much respect to Shay Noir.
That's what it do.
Hey guys, I think we have a call from the 929 on the line.
State your name.
Yo, this is Tochi, man. I called last week, you know, from Toronto via Brooklyn. What up, my dude? How y'all doing?
Talk to me, man. What's your mind?
All right, so just wanted to check in, actually. The brother that told me to check out I think it was Danielson and Future Wave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me. Comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, that's right. So respectfully, my man, I thought it was straight garbage, but, you know, that's just my opinion. But I do appreciate the, you know, of course, I always, anytime someone recommends something for me, I was, you know, I always try to give it a fair listen. Yeah, but in a way, I was kind of like, when I was listening to it, I was like I said kind of last week, it just reminds me of why I feel like the underground is really struggling, man, because, you know, them guys, you know, the beats I thought weren't really all there. I mean, it's like a, you know, it's a white guy making beats, man. I mean, with all due respect to white dudes, most of them can't make a beat to save their lives, you know. Like, I've heard, you know, there's always going to be an exception to the rule. You know, if you're talented, you're talented. But a lot of them don't have the rhythm. They don't have the soul. They don't feel this hip-hop shit like that.
You're cold.
You know, I just... Yo, I'm just
cold-blooded.
This is real, though. Like, you can imitate, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that. You know, I don't want to hear that imitation shit. Like, come through with some shit. I mean, like, no, there's
right, so give me an example. Give me an example. Who you feel? What you feeling? What's
okay,
type
in terms, you mean you're talking in terms of white producers and hip hop?
Nah, just in terms of hip hop. Period. Like, what's your shit? Like, what's your shit you like?
Yeah. What are you knocking right now? New artists. New artist wise.
New artist wise, I think, like last time I said, man, the last new artist, I love Pop Smoke. I was a big Pop Smoke fan. I love Pop Smoke.
Yeah, Pop Smoke.
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, yeah, I like Pop
You know
Smoke.
What I'm saying? Pop Smoke.
Hold on. Yeah. As far as white producers, there's a lot of dope white producers. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Stu Banger, he's one of them. You know, I don't know if you're really familiar with Stu Banger.
I ain't never heard.
Alchemist, you know, he's one of them.
Alchemist,
they do. They make you make contributions to the game.
You got Static Selecta.
So,
DJ Muggs.
But that's what I'm saying. We can name them. We can name them because they're exceptions to the rule. Now, if I can respectfully disagree with you, Poet, because while I do think Alchemist is nice, I think Alchemist was nice, but I think Alchemist isn't nice anymore. I don't think Alchemist has been nice in years. I mean, the last time I heard, like, an Alchemist beat that made me, like, flip was, I mean, it's got to be more than 10 years on some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard that have been you know what I'm saying? They've been okay, but nothing that's like, yo. And frankly, even Alchemist, like, as dope as Alchemist is, he's not a Primo. He's not a Pete Rock. Like, Alchemist never really had his own sound that was, like, crazy, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas, you know, you've rocked with the best. You've rocked with on some Premiere shit. You know when Premiere had certain joints. I remember hearing certain records, and I was just like, I remember the first time I heard The Militia, and I was like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, not just, like, beyond dope. Like, this is, like, next level. Like, oh, this is some shit people aren't even doing. And Alchemist never had that.
He just wanted to be more consistent with the heat.
Yeah, man. Like, if you're going to, you know, I think now it's like a lot of it is name. It's like, oh, you know, Alchemist has a name. And like I said, I respect Alchemist. It's not like I completely disregard everything he's done. Like, Alchemist has some heat. He has some classic beats, without a doubt. But I'm also saying that at the same time, when was the last time Alchemist did a beat that had niggas flipping? I mean, when was the last time?
Prodigy was one of his, you know what I'm saying, MCs, you know what I'm saying, the rhyme with his beats, you know, it's like Havoc. Like, you know, the Prodigy makes the beat too. The vocal, MC makes the beat too. So take away the MC, you know, you just got their beats. I'm quite sure. You got a lot of dope beats that if you do Prodigy on them shits, do some the right niggas on them shits, niggas be like, oh, that's a classic.
You know what I think too, though?
Yeah,
like,
go ahead, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, it all depends
what I think
on the
too
MC
is
that he chooses.
After a while, you know, they start doing all these albums because you know he got Alchemist got albums with Currency, albums with Earl Sweatshirt. He's got albums with like. No ID, I believe. You know, so I think like just too much stuff gets put out. You know what I'm saying? And
for sure.
And I kind of understand what you're saying. So like, the rawness is not there because he probably used up all the rawness that he was looking for already. You know, so he's kind of working with what he got.
Yeah, and let's be real. Like again. hip hop is about that raw shit, man. Like, I'm sorry, I'm very, you know, one could say I'm very critical, but at the same time, I don't think I'm being that much more critical than what I remember people, you know, back then being as critical as me. It's not like I'm like crazy about it. Like, when we listened to certain cats and their shit wasn't hitting anymore, we were just like, yo, that dude fell off. The shit's not hitting. Like, now we give so many passes for stuff. You know what I mean? Like, Alchemist will do,
because
like,
there's
300,
not too many,
you know, like,
too many people doing our, ain't too many doing, you know, the underground is a small world. You know, it's just,
yeah.
So motherfuckers give props to niggas that's still doing it like that. You know, they might not all be living up to the standards we like. They still doing it, so we giving them their props, you know. But I know what you mean, though. You know, you want that shit.
I want that shit, man. I want that shit. I mean, and look, at the end of the day, if we're just giving props for them existing, like participation points on some classroom shit, then that's fine. Let's keep it 100 and be like, look, listen, we appreciate your service. You know, we're giving you props because you're still in this, but not like, oh, yo, that's heat. Nah, it's not heat. She's boring. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just played out. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
you
I'm
know,
just saying, like,
they take a sound, they loop it, add a kick, add a snare. They don't really jazz it up. Like, you know.
Now,
like,
I kind of know what he means, because in the last 5 years, all the drumless beats, you know.
Now you talking
no
about
kick,
like
no,
a beat like get the fuck up, that. Get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew that was a Godzilla sample, but he flipped that sample.
Yeah, but you
he
know how you talk, like many beats come out and they're like drumless.
I don't,
you know,
like that drum.
It might just
I hate
be,
that shit.
It just be a loop with a little hi hat behind it, and that's
hate
it.
That shit. Dog, my shit. That shit is horrible.
He want niggas to flip shit, man. He want niggas to flip shit here, like, you know. I know what he talking about.
He want to have
nah, he
want like
that.
A pop, have something like a pop.
That headbanger, Eric EPMD shit, you know.
Yeah, man. It's just gotta be hard. Like, I miss that. I mean, I never really understood this whole drumless wave, because to me, I'm like, I mean, I understand the underground, you know, underground.
What about the West Coast?
It's not like
vibe.
We want to.
You was feeling that? You was feeling the West Coast vibe?
What, you mean like back in the day is what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, the West Coast sound, you know, the West Coast sound. You
no,
know,
no.
The
sound. No, I love the East Coast sound. I always love the East Coast sound. In fact, I'm 38. I'm almost 38. I grew up, you know, when I started really listening to rap, it was the West Coast that was, like, dominating, right? So, like, the first sort of the earliest records I heard was Snoop, right? Like, Gin and Juice and all that, and Pac. So I started off on that. But actually, it was Premier, in particular, Mobb Deep, that got me, like, really shift into the East Coast heavy, like around like 97, 98. I was like, yo, these East Coast dudes just come
so
with
you
some
didn't
crazy
like,
shit.
You didn't like Dilated Peoples? You didn't like Dilated when they was out? Hieroglyphics?
That's right, but I wasn't crazy about them, nah. They were cool.
What about Planet
know?
Asia?
But, I mean, Planet Asia had some joints. He was aight. He was aight, you know, like... I love that. He had that song Cali Agents with Roscoe.
Was you an MC8 nigga or a Snoop Dogg nigga? You know.
No, Snoop Dogg, man. Come on. Snoop was way better than MC8 to me. Like, way better. It's not even close.
Okay, because, you know, we had, like, the Compton, and Compton's Most Wanted.
Anybody want to call in? Anybody want to call in and challenge him? 516-531-9596.
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean, I'm all ears for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm quite happy to have people challenge my opinion. And again, it's just my opinion. I'm just expressing my opinion. But I do think that we need, our sound needs to evolve, man. The underground shit, it's gotten too sleepy. And I'm not really with that sleepy shit. And it's weird to me because it never was sleepy. It's like it's only become sleepy in the last like 10 years or so. But it's like, why are we on some sleepy shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
we
right, right.
And it's not like it's got to be some Godzilla. I understand what you're saying, poet. You know, don't even have to be on some Fairmont shit. I'm saying, like, where's the bass in these songs? There's no bottom in some of these songs. Like, where are the drums
at?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where's
what's
put something in that shit?
Do
yeah, you want
do
that knock? You want that knock.
He wanted that, he wanted that headbanger.
Yeah, like I said, that EPMD, you know.
We got some more shit coming up before we call it. So we're going to get some more shit in. Hopefully we satisfy you with this.
Appreciate it. And the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick was, because I was listening to your show last week was a dope show, when y'all were talking about KRS, and you had that new song, and I can't remember the name.
The Beginning.
I did see that when it came out. What was it called?
Yeah, The Beginning.
Okay. Yeah. So he had, and you know, it was nice to hear KRS, because KRS to me is one of the fewer guys from that era who still vocally, like, he still has it vocally. It's kind of crazy, actually. Like, when I hear it, I'm like, damn, like, this dude still sounds good, like, vocally. But again, to me, KRS has just got to get better beats, man. Like, that beat is just not it. And, like, and I felt like, what Paul was saying, where he was like, yo, he could tell, like, KRS freestyled that shit. I could tell that KRS freestyled that shit. And, like, while it's cool as a freestyle and it's dope, like, he's, you know, KRS is extraordinarily talented. While he's able to do that, it's also kind of like, bruh, like, why are we freestyling records right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's 2022. Like, there's all this shit that's going on. It's COVID. You know what I'm saying? There's, like, politics and Trump and all that shit. Like, what are you freestyling for, man? Like, you know, put in the time and make a song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just write, you know, write the first shit that comes to your head. Like, dude said a line in there where he was something like, I'm on my training, like, choo-choo. And I'm like, what is this garbage? And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that was, like, the one whack line in there. Like, I mean, a lot of it was cool. But there was, like, some whack shit in there, because that's what happens when you freestyle. You throw in some whack shit because you try, you know, it's off the top of your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, niggas is feeling themselves a little too much. So, like, yo, man, let's put this shit out. This shit sounds dope, yo. Niggas like, yo, I feel this, yo, this is dope. You ain't messed up
one
time.
Yeah, that's
just because you ain't messed up don't mean that shit was hot. Just because you ain't messed up don't mean that shit was dope.
Yeah, right. Hey, like, so, dog, like, you know what I mean? They kept that shit,
and they was like, yo, I kept that shit, yo. Chris was like, yo, what are you doing? So he did shit back. He was like, yo, that's dope. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, hold on. They be got somebody from the West Coast. We might have to.
The host with the most.
562. You
want? Well, what's really back, and what's up with you guys?
What's going on?
Yeah,
state
your name.
Big C O M E T and big black pole. That's my brothers right
bang.
There, man.
That's big. Bang,
what's up,
kid?
Any Blancos? That's right. We
what's
coming
good?
Through to steamroll these cats. You know what I mean?
What's the dilly, man? What's the dilly? What's going on around the way?
Man, Black Paul, I've been listening to you for a long time, dog. Man, many, many, many years. Never been able to connect or speak with you, you know, but I'm glad I'm hearing the repping right now. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Feel the energy off you guys, man. You got me mad charged, too. You know what I mean? Like, hey, hip-hop is fucking a legacy, man. It's a tradition. You know, and a lot of cats, they just don't follow and abide by the guidelines, man. You know what I mean? They get reckless. And that's where sometimes hip-hop lands at. You know what I mean?
We're going to keep them popping, though. You know, we're going to keep them on point and dropping new dope shit over here in Schoolboy fucking radio. So
hey, rest in peace, KL. Rest in peace, KL, man. Rest in peace, KL, man. And Hostile, for sure, man.
Real
team, you know
what
I mean?
Most deaf,
man. My
man,
that's
what I mean, back in
music. So if y'all want to stay on
comment,
the line,
man,
stay on
love,
the line,
brother.
Man. Hit y'all with some music.
Love is
and
love.
We'll be right back
kid.
Shortly.
They be like, Payne, why you ain't got no kids? I'll be like, did you look around? Let's talk about it, though. Check. Always figured I'd make a baby, and he could dance with his father just like Luther. But nowadays the world's going crazy. I guess God ain't see that shit in my future. I still wonder what it would've been like robbed of the chance, never got to put up the fight. It's insanity, I'm bugging. It was either have a family and a woman, or you have your name put up in life. I chose, so I smile and I'm doing well. I couldn't imagine bringing a child into this hell. It's foul, you gotta tell him he's now set up to fail. The world wants you locked down, learn how to set up your bail. Nah, or get shot, I've been bleeding. I rock a condom and I keep every drop of my semen. How you protect your seed when your baby mama's a demon? I ain't say it's cool, but now I see why some fathers be leaving. Facts, shit berserking, it's crazy like Pac said. Scared to drop a seed to curse my babies. I mean, I give you gain, it's probably worth a Mercedes. My love life is Marshall Mathers, shit is certainly shady. I mean, shit is real what I'm spitting out, so every once in a while I might feel like I'm missing out. It's ratchet how we live, cause nowadays a rapper have a kid and a hater shoot him to get some clout. Come on, I'm very careful with decisions I make. It's been a bitter debate. If I was rich and I had kids, I'd have had them here. Should I get it from Drake? Cause that's a target on their back and real niggas relate. That's fact. I thought we was born here to fly, but nowadays if you breathe in the wrong air, you die. I'm far from a hater, but I never tell my child the creator's a white man with blonde hair in the sky. Come on. So many kids got in the drama nowadays, cause there's too many daddies, not enough fathers. Look, I bring awareness to put a stop to the problem. Two things I worry about, getting shot and popping the condom. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm talking about just that beautiful pain. What Pac say? Scared to drop a seed, hoping I don't curse my babies. That's probably the realest shit I ever heard, man. Oh yeah, we got more, we just getting started. D.A. Dre, Beautiful Pain Entertainment. It's fucking work.
I never make it, but I sat back and stayed patient. My heart steady racing, plotting and scheming like the Mason. I never had an education, don't smoke with nobody, they might lace it. Then I need a vacation, so I can stay away from all the hating. If you see me done, I'm just pacing. Got a lot on my mind, I'm just chasing. Mountains of cash, I gotta taste it. Foul thoughts in my head, I gotta race it. Had to change my life and go straight, kid. Be real with yourself and stay focused. Just keeping it real, I hope you open. I'm the golden child, twin with chosen. To beat these niggas in their forehead. With these weak ass raps, you can't feel it. Infamous in the building, we made a killing. We trying to save all the children. They still got it fucked up. Stick up kids came through, they was masked up. I let off two rounds, them niggas backed up. Then I got off the scene, I had mad luck. We at war 24-7. We all going to hell, we won't see heaven. Fuck it, fuck it. Load up the Mac 11. Do what I want and don't regret it. Soon I see them niggas, they gon' get it. Infamous for life, we done did it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What it is?
Yeah, that was one of my, that was a new joint with my man Big Twins from the Infamous Mall. Big shout out to him. Got a new project out there now.
What you popping out there, man? What's popping
up there?
What's popping up there on the west side, man? What's going on over there?
It's not much, man. You know, it's kind of cold. Like you guys back there, man, but I'm just trying
cold,
to stay,
man. What's
you know,
cold? What's
heated.
Cold? What's cold? Give me a number. What's cold?
We're about at like 43 at the lowest tonight. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's some bullshit.
Hey, I had to break out the screwball beanie. I'm in Arizona right now. I'm originally
what
from
about the
Los Angeles.
What about the daytime? What about the daytime?
I say it's about 70, around 70-ish, 65, 70-ish.
Niggas got it good.
Spring weather over there. That's like spring weather.
What you guys doing? What you got? What you cats up to? Hibernating or what?
Let me ask the West Coast dude, though. the West Coast cat. Because isn't it always like that in L.A., though? Like, it's like mad. It's like it's nice and warm during the day, but then the temperature drops like crazy at night. Isn't that an L.A. thing in general?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like that, man. It fluctuates, but it's always like that. You got that coastline breeze blowing in from all the shores and shit. You know what I mean? So definitely. Yeah, I originally, when I first started freestyling, like long story short, what got me involved in depth with hip-hop is I used to go to Crenshaw, Leimert Park, Crenshaw Boulevard, and it was called the Project Blow, AC Alone, Freestyle Fellowship, cats like that came out of it, and it was just like they put you on the spot. You pay $7 to get on the stage. You know what I mean? I had the host even challenge me. But the point was, is like I got hated at first, then I got accepted into the cypher, and they started calling the real hood shooters down to listen to the cat spit. You know what I mean? And it just got reckless after that, and the whole place fell apart. You know what I mean?
So who are some people you used to listen to, like, as far as, like, you know, out there on the West Coast? Like, who's your top, you know, L.A. artist to listen to?
West Coast, the first deep underground I ever got into, I would say the Hobo Junction and Saphir from Oakland. You guys ever heard of Hobo Junction?
Nah. Saphir, though.
You guys got to tune into that. Saphir was, he played in Minister Society. He was his cousin Harold. Cousin Harold, remember the big, bald, black dude?
Oh, son, they got stomped out?
Yeah, he's really a rhyber, man. He's got this clique called Hobo Junction. It's been, like, around since the early 90s, man. And they're mad bugged out with Freight Yard Train, graffiti rap, and you would love it, Comet. It's right up your guys' alley right there, man.
Sapphire.
Yeah, it was – say, that's Saphir, yeah. It's, he goes by –
yeah,
Saphir.
Yeah, I never really knew how they pronounced his name. Was it Sapphire? Was it Saphir? Like, what was that?
S-A-F-I-R. That's what he goes by, Saphir. Yeah, and I mean, I used to tune into the Wake Up Show, man. You know, mad shout outs and love to Power 106 and everybody on the Wake Up Show in the night, man. I used to tune in. I used to hear just raw material from Eminem. You know what I mean? Like hieroglyphics when they battled Saphir for like an hour. And Saphir went against the whole hieroglyphics clique. You know what I mean? Smashed them out, and they even bowed down and admitted it. It was just ridiculous, man, because beef pops. I mean, I'm pretty sure you cats know, like, hey, you know, it's all good on air, but at the end, hey, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, hey, these cats is talking to mad head. They get in depth with my lifestyle, man. You know?
So how you feel about hip-hop in L.A., you know, compared to these days? From back in the day.
Ah, man, I just, you know, the whole entire turmoil, 80s, 90s to present, I mean, I just feel it's gone really down south and soft, man. You know what I mean? I love my coast, and I love the East Coast, too. You know what I mean? Like, you guys is right there with us, you know, and it's just the whole point. I just think that I would say, for the last decade, I haven't heard anybody from the West that really ignites my flame. You know what I mean?
Damn, and you guys got Kendrick Lamar, right? According to
supposed
to hear from Interscope Records and the Dick Riding Media, Kendrick Lamar is supposed to be the greatest rapper of all time.
Damn. Oh, you're the guy that be hopping up on light poles and shit?
Game ain't that nigga no more out there?
The game is horrible,
hey, well,
bro. I always thought that nigga was
trash. Hey, well, you guys,
when
hey, you
came
guys,
out
hey.
On some, like, yo, he had that thing where he was like, fuck, what's that song with How We Do on 50? Fresh Like, He started out the verse saying Fresh Like, Impala, right? I was like, who the fuck says Fresh Like, That's garbage. That's a horrible rhyme. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right off the
that's
bat,
that
like,
valley talk, man. That's that valley talk out here, man. That ain't the real Compton talking, man.
Right, that's white girl, right? That's how a white girl was talking.
Well,
like a white girl who was rapping.
Well, it's the thing is too, like, I respect some songs from the game. He has a different angle and perspective of coming to things, but the first album was produced practically half by Mobb Deep, and then he came back and fired on them, making impressions on BET, totally dissing them out. And I was like, that makes no damn sense. You got these dudes pouring their production into your supposedly top album, and then you're going to come back just, like, rejecting them and totally dissing them. Like, that's what kind of got me sideways with the game. You know what I mean?
What joint happened to this game?
On the documentary, he produced a song. That's what made the documentary.
I ain't got no love. What's that one?
What made the documentary so dope is that he had all these different producers from, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think Havoc was on any of them beats, though. I don't think Havoc did a single song.
Yeah, they did.
I don't need your love or whatever it was.
Really?
That was a Havoc.
It's possible that Havoc did have. I mean, because it was G in it, right? So they had, like, High Tech was on there. It is possible because Hav was running with them, right, around that time.
It was Dre.
So maybe, but I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Dre, Havoc, Kanye, who else produced on there? Dre, Havoc, Kanye.
That's a classic right there. You got Dre.
It was mainly Dre. It was mainly Dre that I recall. But Comet's right. All them other people, that was connected too, man. But I, like I said, that just, like, I'm flabbergasted when cats make something with somebody and then come back and backstab them and diss them. You know, it's like, that
well,
makes
he's
no
a
sense. That's
I mean,
you
what
do.
Do you expect? He's a corny rapper. That's what corny rappers do. Like, I mean, the game can't rap for shit. Let's be real here. Like, he's not special. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this is the thing I've started to realize with rap, man. Real niggas do real things. Like, the dudes who really are dope at this rap shit and have made classics, they move like real niggas would move. And the cornballs who move like, you know, who move like cornballs, they make corny music. Because that's, you know, there's only so much you can pretend, man. Like, the microphone kind of exposes who you are as a person to a certain extent. So if you're a rapper that does corny shit, in general, you're probably making corny music at the same time. That's my opinion on the shit. And corny, and Game is always corny. Like, he never really he was always copying people. He never really had his own thing. You know, first of all, his name is The Game, which is terrible, frankly, in my opinion. That shit's boring. But it's also like, what are you? What's your thing? You're a dude from Compton. So what? You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a shit?
He was a male stripper. That's
what the fuck he was. He had beef with Little E. Eazy-E's son. He has mad beef with Little Eazy-E, man. He got mad beef with Little Eazy-E, man. I heard a song from Little E, and he's like, on the hook, he's just like, Game, stop saying my dad's name, or I'm going to kill your ass. Game, and then that was the whole hook, man. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, he's slamming the game, my dog. You know what I mean? Like, whoo.
Yeah, so Havoc,
if I can ask though,
go ahead, man. I ain't trying to cut off nobody. Comet was gonna speak.
Go,
so let the
brother
comment.
Go ahead, brother.
But on that documentary, the producers was Kool & Dre, High Tech, Havoc, Buck Wild,
thank you,
Just Blaze, Kanye West, Scott Storch, Timbaland, a couple others like Needles and you know, Mark Batson and Louis Resto, but those are everybody that produced on the documentary. That's what made it so dope, is that he had a mixture of L.A. and New York on the album, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, the All-Star Squad.
Yeah,
I think a lot of that stuff is a name, though, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think the documentary is whack. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's a whack project. But I don't
think
the documentary
is nearly as good.
That's his best album.
That's
his first album, and that's
did
it.
You
like,
guys know?
You
did
know
you guys album. Know that Dre was supposedly gonna produce a full album for Busta Rhymes and Rakim at a point, and they both disbanded from artist differences. That's what they're saying, because Busta Rhymes, I seen on a documentary, dog, on YouTube, just like a random cut, and Busta Rhymes was like, I stopped fucking with Dre because he's a 2%er. And I was like, damn, like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
man?
A lot of motherfuckers, man. what's the homie name,
you know,
man?
The thing with Dre.
What's the Spanish nigga
Dre
name?
Dre wants you
to be...
Who?
Joel Ortiz?
Joel Ortiz.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, whatever happened to the Aftermath? Remember when he made the Aftermath with RBX? RBX, I know you cats know RBX in Long Beach. Well, I'm pretty sure Black Bulls.
The thing with Aftermath is that Rakim was supposed to drop on Aftermath, but Dre was trying to get Rakim to talk about guns and drugs, and that's not his style. Wanted to change his whole thing, you know?
It would have been corny.
You know,
and Rakim is right.
If
Rakim
you know Rakim,
was smart enough.
Yeah.
Like,
and
why
I'm
would
sure
Rakim do that? That shit would have killed
Rhymes.
His career.
Yeah, it probably tried
exactly.
to kill Busta Rhymes.
I see that.
But you can't, like, they know what works for them. You know, Busta Rhymes, they never been talking no street, shoot you up kind of thing. And why would you want to bring that out of him if he made a career out of giving you raw hip-hop? You know?
Exactly.
It ain't always about gangster music, you know, but that's Dre's niche, is he likes to bring out gangster music. That's why 50 Cent
works
with him so well.
Well, he's not dumb. He knows that gangster music is what sells to mass America, right? I mean, as much, and this is to me the frustrating thing, because, you know, as Black folk, we get judged for it because, well, here's what I'm trying to say. So a white dude would be like, yo, why y'all listen to all that gang shit all the time? Why you guys always on some crime shit, blah, blah. But it's like, hip-hop is on that because you want that. Like, it's geared towards y'all. Like, it's not really geared towards us in the Black community like that.
A hip-hop nigga didn't even make up the term gangster rap.
Oh, no.
Right.
It was niggas use this shit right now, like, so fluently, like, gangster music. We ain't make that shit up. Nobody is going to Spanish people that said, yo, this shit is gangster music. Not gangster rap. They named that shit.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they named
and
it.
And so it's like, that's the formula. And they, look, people know that. People know that, look, at the end of the day, you know, mass America and, you know, in general wants to hear Black, I would say, poverty, you know, death, destruction, sexuality, that kind of thing. And that's what's appealing to the mainstream audience. And they also
saw
that.
The problem is, too,
what was the message? What was Melly Mel spitting? What was the message?
There
was
you
that
go.
Gangster rap?
There you go.
That wasn't gangster rap, right?
Nah. That wasn't gangster rap
at
all.
They would call that shit gangster rap if that shit came out right now. They call that shit gangster rap right now. A child was born with no state of mind, blind to the ways, and they'll be like, oh, that's gangster rap.
Yeah, they called it that because it wasn't
beat,
no Vanilla
Street,
Ice.
The king
you know?
Of the beat.
It was, that shit
was
not no Vanilla
rap,
Ice.
Like Mobb Deep,
you know?
Mobb Deep
just...
came out with reality rap, man. We weren't talking, niggas weren't talking gangster rap. Like, I ain't never considered myself no gangster rapper. Eazy-E and them niggas never called themselves gangster rappers. Them niggas,
exactly.
The media gave niggas that name.
Thank you, man. See, Black Poe got knowledge, man. He got knowledge, man.
Ain't nobody fucking say, yo, we're going to be gangster rappers. Huh?
It's a label, right? Like, hey, like the Jizza, hey, like the Jizza song, Rush All Associated Labels, when he dropped on Geffen. Remember what I mean? When Jizza dropped Geffen, he dissed him with the Woo. That was the whole Liquid Swords act right there. Remember that?
That's my shit, man. I love that album.
Remember, he crushed Geffen right there. He crushed all legal, you know
Tommy
what I mean?
And my motherfucking boy, when you fake moves on a nigga you employ. More jobs.
Hold on, what we doing?
Now,
what we doing? What we doing? We got to wrap up.
When the beat drops, when that beat drops.
We got to wrap up over here, man.
Everybody. You
know,
we definitely got to
wrap up, y'all. Y'all, we definitely enjoyed the build. So if y'all want to pull up next week, we are available on the same time, same channel.
Of course,
yeah,
of course. We appreciate you guys having a forum for us.
We got to leave
with
drop
some heat. Drop that last joint, E.
Gotcha, man. On that note, we out of here. See y'all next week.
Peace and love. Wait, one thing,
respect.
El Ham, we made it to the West Base, baby.
Yeah. What up, Coco?
Razzie, what do?
We go back, nigga.
Indeed we do.
From the Cephalos breaking day.
Right. Soft song.
Rest in peace, Sean Price.
R.P., big homie.
You know them Brooklyn and L.A. niggas.
Uh-huh.
We A alike. We be alike. We see alike, nigga. You know it. Chronicles of a pimp. Talk my shit like cat.
And I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Cool J said don't call it that.
Call it
go
that.
To me when I was down, so I ain't calling
don't
back.
Call
you hate falling back. I had falling stats when Dre sold chronic
right.
Sacks. They said skills without a style, we must have brought it back. Rappers follow rap, stud bitches swallow cash. Don't want the charges, never let the homie borrow cash. I ride new dick and bring up old shit. Speculate about rumors when you don't know shit. I down 19 coronas, no cold. And spit the virus on your whole route low fish. I take a loss, I double down. Set back, I'm taking on side bets too, nigga. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
Protect your neck like a scarf in a head wrap. Revenge, retaliation, and fucking get that. Cool J said don't call it that. Cool J said don't call it that.
Record execs like coke, slow it down. Wifey like nah nigga, double down. From Brownsville to LA, you gon' put it down. Do what you came to do, run the town. From the yards in Comstock, back to Bucktown.
Man.
I did my time in the lion's den, yeah I'm back now. Put my grind in overtime, look I'm off now. Brand new cars is a lot, no bust down. I done seen him lose his life over a bust down. The number 11 scout boots, it worked, yeah. I don't talk about that action unless I've been there. Put my pain in my letters, I've been here. 99 always my numbers, that's over 20 years. R.I.P. Free, my brother,
wish
he was here. It's been 19 years, I still shed a few tears. Why I made it my point to get roses and so air.
CCC,
what up?
Brooklyn, Cali, connect. PCC,
what up?
Brooklyn, Cali, connect.
Who we be?
PCC,
what up?
Brooklyn, Cali, connect.
Who we be?
PCC,
what up?
Who can't play? Come on, let go.